bargain mill there one time when you got out of school.
I worked the sawing mill all my life, as far back as I remember. My daddy made molasses before he died, and I remember working the sawing mill all my life.
Did you keep molasses on the table?
Yeah, we keep molasses on the table all the time.
What is that that you keep it in? They used to call it a stand?
Or? Yeah, in molasses stand. Yeah, we thought we had to have molasses, or I did. My wife wasn't so much wrapped up in it, but I thought they had to have molasses for breakfast and some of that meat fried, or they had to have a breakfast. And she tells us on it, I have as high as 10 or 11 biscuits for breakfast.
I see. Did you like to cook anything out of fruit, make something sweet out of fruit?
Yeah, she dries fruit all the time. She buys apples and peaches now and dries
them. Well, you dry
them. Yeah, she's got dried apples and peaches in there now that she bought and dried. And a heap of times we like syrup over that instead of sugar, you see.
Could you explain how you dry
it? Yeah, you take the peaches, you don't peel them. You dry the peeling on the peaches because it'll cook all the pieces. But the apple, you've got to peel it off and slice it up in slices and put it out on, the best thing, put it out on, and it's in a scaffold in the sunshine on a metal, piece of metal, you see. And the metal gets hot and dries from the underside while the sun dries it from the upper side, you see. And it'll dry. Mm-hmm. Oh, we dried some this time. And we can get 2 days sunshine on that day.
Only 2 days.
2 days hot sunshine, they say. Now, peaches may take a little longer than that. But after 2 days, she generally sacks them up in some kind of a sack and just lays it out in the sunshine on the scaffold. You see, in the sack and let it dry. Mm-hmm. And then when she gets them dried like she wants them, she'll put them in the stove and get them hot and put them into a gallon glass jug while they're hot and screw the lid on them. And that kills any germ or any insect, you see, and keeps them away. She's ready to use them.
Did you, the kind that you dry are the kind that break away, that you can open up easy?
Yeah, she slices them off and then they crumble, they get, they'll shrink up to less than half the size when they put out there, you see.
I see. Yeah. Did you ever hear of a plum peach?
Yeah, we have plum peaches. What that is.
Dry?
Yeah, the plum peach is one that holds the seed, and the freak stone, they call it, is one that's come off the seed, you see.
Do you got dry plum peaches?
Yeah, you dry plum peaches that way. You have to slice them off and cut the free seed. Clear seed, we call them. I have to cut them off. They'll dry better if you just cut them off in big hunks, you see, and that part of seed on there. And sometimes they'll be a little bit bitter if you leave that inside there that touches the seeds. So you slice them over that just like you would if they were plum peaches, you see.
I see.
Okay. Yeah, we buy peaches here all year round. The orchards died down here now. They don't have any orchard here, or none at all, we might say. And we buy peaches here by the bushel in the summer and can them and dry them both, you see. Mm-hmm. You know what happened.
Did you use nuts very much in your cooking?
Yeah, we buy pecans. Now, we never did have any pecans on the plate, but we buy them all the time. Sometimes folks give them to us. I guess you got a brother-in-law over in the Delta that brings pecan yellow all the time. He won't have no pay. Mm-hmm. And we crack them, pick them out, and she puts them in milk quart cartons about the size of this, you see, seals them up and puts them in the deep freeze. You got a deep freeze.
In the old days, did you what kind of nuts did you use, your berries?
We never used any of just what we wanted to eat ourselves. We got skillbark trees in place down there, and we'd pick up a few of them sometimes. Mm-hmm. And if some, you pick up some on another place, there's no walnut trees on this place, but sometimes you find somebody with walnuts that eat a few, but we never did save any for winter use.
And berries?
Yeah, we picked lots of berries.
What kinds?
Blackberries, and these are tame blackberries, that great big old bear with a big seed in it. There was a bunch of them in the garden when we moved here. The garden had gone down and in bad shape when we moved here. And they came up all over the place. And for a long time, we picked some of them. And but you generally have to get the seed out of them. The seed was so poor, so they weren't good, you see, like blackberry. But we picked